All right, Carlos, the Mets set up with the Chicago White Sox, and I'm just going to lay the context out. White Sox are on pace to have one of the worst seasons in baseball history, challenging the 1962 Mets. Knowing that, I'm sure you guys know that too, how do you keep up your intensity for the next 3 days?
Yeah, and that's the biggest part, especially after you coming through a stretch where you're playing really good teams and the stadiums are packed. You know, it's going to be a different here situation. But like I always said, they're still big league players, and you know they're playing, right? So we have to out hustle. We have to not only match the energy, but you know, just bring it, because it's not easy, you know. But you got to take care of business. You know, you're not trying to do too much and try harder. You know, you go about your day normally, you prepare, you go out there, you compete, but you have to bring the energy when, you know, and you got to get it done.
I guess in other sports, there's things called trap games, trap series. I mean, is this because of how intense the last few series were? Do you almost wish this wasn't the way it is? Because it is kind of difficult to create something when the crowd might be a little lighter.
Well, I mean, look, as a big league team, as a big league player, you know, there's a lot that, you know, throughout the year, whether it's a traveler or a good series, a series like this, like, you have to take care of business and you have to just create your own environment, and you just got to bring it, man, you know. And those are the expectations here. You know, guys know what we're about to face, and we just got to be ready to go.
Tyler McGill is starting for you today. I just want to ask about Paul Blackburn, because obviously Tyler is here because Blackburn's on the IL. How is Paul feeling?
Good. He threw a bullpen yesterday. So three inning bullpen, three ups, you know, 62 pitches. So he'll throw another one on Sunday, and then potentially rehab early next week. So he's doing good.
Are you pleasantly surprised considering what happened and where you are now with him?
Well, yeah, I mean, and that was kind of like the tough decision, because you know, we needed him to be available, but we weren't sure if he was going to be available to make a start because of what we saw, right? But we also knew that as soon as the x-rays were negative and how he was progressing, that we thought for sure, you know, 15 days was going to be what we needed there. So I'm not surprised, and I'm just excited that we're getting a healthy pitcher here pretty soon.
So Tyler McGill gets the start today, and Tyler and David Peterson, maybe before you got here, were always kind of in the same bucket with the guys that are just looking to take that next step. David Peterson has taken that next step. How does Tyler McGill do that?
Yeah, he's got it. Yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, his time in AAA, talking to the manager there, and, you know, the way he's been throwing the ball, same thing here. You got to attack hitter. You got to throw strikes. You have to get strike one. You have to continue to stay on the attack. And that's where you start. When you're playing a series like this, starts, you know, with your starting pitcher. And he's going to go out there and set the tone for us. But he's got to stay on the attack and trust his stuff.
And what do you know about Jonathan Cannon?
Yeah, just watching film, you know. Against righties, you're going to see a lot of sinker sliders. And then against lefties, you're going to see cutters and changeups. So we got to get him in the zone. We have to really do a good job here controlling the strike zone, make some good swing decisions, and not chase. So if we do that, we're going to be in a good spot.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.